You must risk something. You must put your money at risk. You must put your ego at risk. Not stupidly, but you must put yourself against the stresses of life. You must test yourself. If you believe in God, one day God will test your belief. That's for anything. If you believe in something about you, do you really believe if you've never been tested? I want to talk about my recent dealings with competition. And it's so beautiful because I always wanted to do this my entire life, ever since I was a fighting game fan, a super fan, around 2008, 2009. And as you can see from this shirt, it says Evo on it. Evo is a fighting game championship tournament, a major tournament. I always wanted to go, never had the money to go, never had the means to go. So this year, I had the means to go. So around February, March, I want to say, a game was announced. The release date was announced for a game. And this game is called Street Fighter 6. Street Fighter is my favorite fighting game series of all time. Street Fighter 4, to be exact, is the fighting game I had the most fun in, and the fighting game that I acquired the highest skill set in my life up until, you know, present day with the new game Street Fighter 6. Now, the people that's watching my videos, they like, this guy ain't never really talked about video games like that. It's more of a mindset thing with him. It's still a mindset thing with me. Competition expands the mindset greatly, especially when you go against unspeakable, unbelievable odds, just to measure your strength, your courage, your skill set, and whatever endeavor it may be. And for me, the competition aspect of this tournament, EVO 2023, and the lessons that I learned were absolutely priceless, and it's something that I will hold dear for me, dear with me for the rest of my life, man. That's why I proudly wear this shirt, because there was a spark that I haven't felt in a very long time in terms of competition. There's competition in everything. There's competition in every aspect of life with men and women. But this one, man, this one was different. So as I step into this Golden Mandalay building where this EVO 2023 tournament occurred, will occur, which was August 4th. But I stepped into the building August 3rd. My mindset, absolutely nervous. Internally. Externally, did I show it? Absolutely not. In the face of fear, in the face of high pressure, for some reason, I outperform. Like, which is everything. Body language, speech, everything. I'm at my highest peak. I feel the most alive under pressure. The most alive when I'm nervous. The most alive when I'm in front of something. In front of a obstacle that I want to pass. It was two obstacles I passed. To compete in a major tournament. And also to travel by myself. Which happened involuntarily. But I'm very glad it happened. So back to the story. I step into this golden building. Imagine this tall gold building in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay. Imagine it. Tall, and it looks completely gold. The windows look gold. You can't see inside none of the windows. In front, there's a fountain. Very nice place. You walk in, You got the lobby, you got this, you got that. I got my PS5 in my suitcase with cigars and a bunch of clothes that I didn't necessarily wear. The only thing on my mind was August 3rd, 2023 was I need to get in my room and I need to practice my first major, my first real tournament ever by myself in another place. Can you imagine my mind during that? It's like, damn, I'm here by myself. Nobody's here to protect. All I have is my common sense, my street smarts that I grew up with, that I've developed over the years of experience as a man and whatever facet of life that I already experienced. I go in my room, very nice room. I'm hungry. Go to your son to eat. Still, as of yet, all I'm thinking about is not fumbling this opportunity tomorrow. All I'm thinking about, do not get up there and lose your first game, bro. You've been practicing every night for most nights. Don't get up there and do it. I see people walking around with the with this right here. This all I will keep with me forever. In every Evo competition, you will see one of these. I will have one of these. Competitor, August 4th to the 6th. So, I was like, man, my only intention, besides not losing my first game, was to win the entire thing. But I learned a valuable lesson. Before the day came, I had thoughts like, am I in over my head? But I also had thoughts of, I don't feel, this is the most alive I've ever felt. Like I'm about to compete in something that I love to do. I love to play video games. I'm about to compete in this. The next morning, I worked out. It had to be like 7 o'clock. I work out often, as you can tell. I worked out. All I'm thinking about is this competition on this day. Imagine today is August 4th. The competition starts today. All I'm thinking about, man, I can't wait to see this person that I gotta go up against. I can't wait. I can't wait to see this person. Broski. My first game starts. I beat this guy. Clear. It was clear. The adrenaline that I felt was unexplainable. I was like, oh, I already won. Like, I already... And this is the experience that I needed to feel. This is the dopamine hit that I had to hit, had to have in order to get inspired to want to shoot for greater heights. Second match comes. I beat him. I'm up 2-0. It was a little harder. The game was a little harder. Let me step back for a minute. Okay? I want you to get into my mind. Before my first game, when I walk into the building, into the area where these competitions was being held, I no longer felt alone. I was like, yo, I'm here with like-minded individuals that love fighting games as well, that love competition as well, that want to also get that itch. There was so many people there. It had to be like 13,000 people, but we're all gamers, so it felt like a family event. I was like, yo, the beautiful thing about me, that's when I was at peak nervousness. And for some reason, I have this power to transmute that nervousness into pure bravery and pure courage. I need to perform at my highest. And that's what I did for those first couple games. Unfortunately, well, that depends on your perspective. I did lose. I lost in the competition. My record was 3-2. In those competitions, you only allowed to lose 2 sets. So if you lose one time, you go into a loser's bracket. If you lose again, you're out of here. I learned a valuable lesson. You have not trained hard enough yet. The competition that you went up against was only a preview of where you gotta go to even win something that big. There was 8,000 people that entered my game, my video game that I played, which was Street Fighter 6. There was 8,000 competitors. There were many competitors that did not win a game. So of course I had those takeaways, but I didn't really want to compare myself to other people. I wanted to compare me to me. Steel sharpens steel, and competition sharpens the human mind. It sharpens everything about us mentally and even physically, depending on the avenue. My skill set has improved greatly since that competition, because of that competition. My mindset, my habits improved greatly since that competition. My humility has improved greatly since that competition. My strategy has improved greatly since that competition. My desires only, I reached like an epiphany, like, wow, this is what I want to do. I want to win. I want to compete. But I also have other skill sets. In my whole life before this, you start at 1 or you start at 0 until you add God into your life, but that's something else. So I started at 1. You go through all these phases, you learn a whole bunch of other skills, and then there's something that brings you right back to 1. But you're way more prepared now. You got way more skills now. You got a direction now. It's like, wow, I could combine everything I learned. I found the clarity to combine everything I learned, because I put my life, I put my ego, I put everything at risk to chase a dream of mine. I chased it, and now I'm still chasing. But I have a laser focus now. I have something to strive for. I have a proof of concept that I'm working on right now. I have clarity now. God has granted me clarity. Competition has granted me clarity. Extreme competition. You must put your life at risk. You must risk something. You must put your money at risk. You must put your ego at risk. Not stupidly, but you must put yourself against the stresses of life. You must test yourself. If you believe in God, one day God will test your belief. That's for anything. If you believe in something about you, do you really believe if you've never been tested? So you're either going to test it yourself or something will test you. Test yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Through all the lessons you've learned, you know how intelligent you are. You know how strong you are. You know how smart you are. You know how, whatever skill set it is, you know how good you are at it. Why would you not test yourself? Why would you not trust yourself to test yourself? Adolf out.